Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend Carolyn Geiger, certified nurse midwife and runs ultrasound for midwives. I wanted to do a series of interviews with Carolyn talking about her experience, her company, and the amazing services she's doing and what she's bringing out in the future. So thank you, Carolyn, for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm really excited.
So Carolyn, if we can start out our conversation, since this will be the first of many, let's go in depth your background of becoming a midwife, your background of your company, Ultrasound for Midwives.
Well, let's see, that goes back a long ways.
Let's get the elevator speech. Let's not do, we could have all day chatting with you.
I became a nurse and very soon after was offered the opportunity to learn ultrasound when it was brand new in this country and back in the early 1970s. And so I loved it. And I spent several years involved in just ultrasound, but I miss being at the bedside with patients in labor and delivery. And so back I went, but I kept doing scanning all along and teaching people about ultrasound because there weren't any courses to go to. It was brand new. So I did that. And then I decided that being a midwife was truly what my goal in life was. And so off to midwifery school I went and supported myself in midwifery school by doing ultrasound scanning.
So, I picture you Mary Breckenridge of ultrasound. Like, that's what I picture you. Totally honest. Like, she was the nursing the Appalachian Mountains. And I picture you on a horse with your ultrasound machine. Like, that's what I totally picture.
That's funny. Well, I always had an ultrasound transducer close by. There's no question. And everybody learned that Carolyn was the one that knew how to scan. So, we pulled up the machine and took a look. And so I went to midwifery school and began teaching at Georgetown the year I graduated. I started teaching, coming in and doing the guest lectures about ultrasound, and worked at Johns Hopkins and ran the Fetal Assessment Center. So I taught all the nurses how to do ultrasound, and we ran a course there for nurse midwives. And at one point we had about 1/10 of all the midwives in the country had come through our course. Wow. Then I moved on to the University of Maryland and continued scanning, and then went to Georgetown and was program director there for a while. Didn't do much scanning while I was being a program director, but still was teaching ultrasound at ACNM meetings and had my hands on a transducer whenever I got an opportunity. Then I went back to clinical practice and taught everybody how to scan. And then I retired. And because I just couldn't stay up 24 hours in a row anymore. But I sorely missed being in the clinical environment. And I was on several committees with ultrasound, and there's so much of a need for ultrasound education. So I said, well, that's what I'm going to do next. So I decided to put together this little company called Ultrasound for Midwives. And never did I think that I would be teaching nurse practitioners and physicians and CPMs and CNMs and CMs and such. And it's been such a delight. And it's such a good feeling to me to have the opportunity to share my experience with people that are really looking for that kind of knowledge. And I know how hard it is to get. So it's the lecture, but the hands-on is really the big prize, because it's so difficult to go and get that experience. And so
cool. That's how you and I met. Oh, almost a year. Oh my gosh. It's been over a year now, Carolyn.
A year, yeah.
I think as business owners, and that's part of my inspiration starting midwifery business consultation, is how do we inspire midwives to think differently? Like, you, our classic image is catching babies. If I can't call myself a midwife, I can only run one business. I can only have one job description of catching babies. And there's so much more a midwife. Like, I stress, but I don't joke. It's like with women, like, we are creating the business infrastructures in the backdrop that are supporting the midwives, that are supporting the women.
Well, and you know, one of the things about ultrasound that is so much with women is that with this point of care ultrasound that we do, it gives you the opportunity to be scanning the patient in your own practice, where you're the one that gives her information, where you get the information immediately yourself. You can manage what's going on. You can save her a trip out to another strange place. But most importantly, you can keep that relationship going with your patient, have that information yourself firsthand. Reading a report is not the same as having your hands on and doing the ultrasound itself. And so it just increases your bond with the women that you're serving. And so I think it's really important. And I want for people to understand that it's not just doing a first trimester ultrasound. It's not just finding the head in labor and delivery. There's so much more that you have the potential to be doing that really makes a big difference. And so I'm hoping from the courses and from the hands-on scanning that that fire will be lit and people will see.
Well, and you have a very unique perspective. There are a few other, I don't like to use the word competitor, other options for educational experience with ultrasound training, but you are the only one that is a midwife teaching midwives. Like, the other ones, they're excellent at the machines and the dynamics of the analytical side, but that patient care, the education, the clinical decision-making is, it's the, that's the main core of the ultrasound courses and education and certification processes. So yeah. And like I was thinking, a lot of midwives have this catch-22 where they're like, well, I don't want to do medical procedures because I'm normal, natural. They're going to have this ultrasound done anyways. They're going to have this testing done anyways. Can we add a midwifery flair to it? Can we bridge barriers? Can we make it, like, especially private practice? I know so much of the challenges birth centers and home birth practices have of getting a first trimester ultrasound. Now they're, I don't like the word fighting, but they're having the barriers of not being recognized by their bigger healthcare system. And if you, especially that first trimester, you can't find the heartbeat and you think you should at 10, 11, 12 weeks, instantly getting your little butterfly ultrasound machine and getting viability, confirming dating, giving that emotional peace of mind is priceless. It's absolutely priceless. So priceless. I am very excited, Carolyn, for your company, for you being semi-retired instead of going all over the country with Andy. We appreciate you taking your knowledge and getting it out to the masses.
Well, it's my pleasure. And it really is so rewarding to see how midwives are just soaking this up and we're having a great time doing it.
We are. I mean, when you and I connected, the original conversation was me just interviewing. I asked to learn about your company. I loved the website. And it's before we started recording that very first time, you had a challenge. You had a need. And that's what's so cool being business owners and entrepreneurs is we help each other make it to the next level. I have a unique expertise. You have a unique expertise. How do we create that win-win situation? So I would love for you to talk about how we've grown our relationship and what your challenge was and what came out of it.
Well, my initial challenge was that I had this course that I thought was so good, but I didn't have any marketing for it. And I was trying to figure out how to do Facebook marketing and that kind of thing. And that is definitely not in my
realm of expertise.
Not my expertise. So you connected me with marketing ideas and with a midwife marketer. And
oh, we'll totally give a plug for Casey. You definitely talk about Casey and Mesmer Marketing.
Casey has just made all the difference in the world and been able to take my information and put it out there to the masses in a way that I could never have done. And so it's been really a great partnership. And you and I talking together have taken this from being a course that I did hands-on in individual practices and all-day lecture to now having a course online that so many more people can take and use and do in their own time. And it has made a very, very big difference.
Well, and yeah. I think what's interesting to me is taking that challenge of switching from self-employed to business owner. Like Carolyn, you are exchanging your time to travel and you are semi-retired and there's only so many hours in the day. And then when COVID hit last spring, there wasn't traveling. There wasn't this one way for you to access your services wasn't possible anymore.
Right.
So it's really nice when I talk to business owners, whatever level, whether they're doing direct clinical practice or they're just running something that's an ancillary support on the side, we look at you want multiple income streams, you want multiple that are rock solid, you want online, you want in person, you want variations of it, because you're going to fit different personalities and styles in people's needs. Like you and I, the big crutch I heard was, I have 40 years of experience. How do I get that out to the masses? We don't get that many certified. There's so many midwives looking for this training, but how do I create something bigger? And that's what we've been working on the last year.
Exactly right. And COVID, bless its little soul, has pushed me in a different direction, because as soon as COVID hit, all the courses I had scheduled across the country were canceled. And so I went to online training and good for Zoom. I began teaching students and midwives online and did short courses and long courses and whatever was being looked at and necessary. And that did a couple things. It got me through the COVID time. I'm beginning to do some traveling again now, which is very exciting. But also, with Leslie's help, moved this to an online platform instead of just me talking. And I'm able to reach so many more people. I would never have been able to reach this many people. And made it much more user-friendly, I think. And I feel like the product that we've put online is better than listening to me talk for one day. So they have lifetime access.
There's a ton of resources. We added the business and billing component to ultrasound. Like that's you take it to a whole new level and it's ever evolving. Like you and I talked about, we were listening to the evaluations. We're so impressed with the level of exposure we've gotten with the students, but there was a barrier. They wanted more hands-on experience. They wanted hands-on videos. They wanted you teaching the machine. They wanted you teaching like on an actual patient. And so we made this fall we hybrided the online and hands-on training so you can get the certification. Because midwives, if you're private and you're doing your own thing and you're not working in a big office where there's other midwives or physicians to learn from, you can't get the certification. You can't get the next, I mean, this is something you need hands-on training. And so I think it's so amazing that we just keep evolving and we're talking about big next levels for 2022 and just that process. And so part of why I wanted this conversation with you is to inspire midwives. Anything is possible. You can have this idea and this dream, and how do we take these wonderful people in our community and get it to the next level? Like we shouldn't be doing things solo. We shouldn't be like, I am the master of marketing. I am the master of technology. I know Carolyn, you are the master of ultrasound training. So we need to take your wonderful expertise and bridge all these other systems in the backdrops.
and thank goodness for them, because it's nice to put all those pieces together.
Well, I know Andy appreciates it. I giggled when you were telling me, like, yeah, I register 80 to 90 students and we do it by hand with the registration. I'm like, that's a lot of hours, Carolyn. Poor Andy.
I spend a lot of that. So I learned how to work my spreadsheets. That's not been my forte either, but learned those things. But now we are doing it in a much more automated way. And now I don't have to worry about all of those kinds of details. So it has been such a wonderful journey. There's no question. And I'm just looking forward. Now, this event we have coming up in Michigan with 36 people being able to get hands-on scanning with some absolute top-notch experts to be their instructors along with me. And I think it's going to be, it's so exciting. And to me,
yeah, we just started advertising it a couple weeks ago and it's already half full. And I'm like, 2 weeks. And we didn't expect that, reinforces the need. And so that's why you and I were brainstorming 2022. This is a good testing platform. How do we make this so that we can access all the regions of the country and give this? So everything I do in my brain is about, okay, how do we create systems? How do we make things automated with Carolyn's knowledge and her business and her brand and the barriers midwives have? And so I am so excited. I feel very fortunate, Carolyn, to have met you last summer and seeing all the great opportunities.
Yes, this has been a great partnership, and watch out, world, because we have more coming.
Oh, exactly. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Carolyn. You go hang out with Andy and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.